What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy that likes salty miso soup, Jay, and with me is the guy that smells like cherry cigarettes, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. How you doing?
Doing good. And what? And like kind of abrupt intro, but what anime are we talking about this week,
Aaron? Oh, we're talking about the accidental pregnancy classic, Nana.
Yeah, who's the father, Aaron?
Oh, I think it's pretty obvious. That's the part that, real quick, I guess, ended up talking a little bit, you know, that, like, they tell you who the father is without even telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really glad there wasn't, like, a scene in the last episode where he was like, oh, so it's not mine, huh?
Yeah.
It's a dark-haired baby, mm-hmm. or dark-haired child.
Yeah. Even though I read that Nobu is actually, he's not blonde.
Oh, he's not really blonde?
He dyes his hair.
Okay.
Which he's actually has brown hair.
Ooh, who knows then? Never mind. Psych.
Well, the kid had black hair, didn't she?
Whatever.
Okay, so do you have the synopsis ready?
I do. And just like the last one, I've written this one as well. With Nana O busy with Blast impending debut and Nana K dealing with her upcoming pregnancy, both Nanas yearn for each other as life pulls them away.
Yeah, pretty good synopsis, Aaron.
Yeah, thank you, thank you.
And I have the facts here, and it's more of the same from, like, the last time we did Nana, so.
So yeah, just roll through.
Yeah. So Nana is a drama romance anime released in 2006. There are 47 episodes. This is based on the manga written by Ayuzawa. And she also did Tenshi Naka Janai, Neighborhood Story, and Paradise Kiss. This is directed by Morio Asaka, and he's done Cardcaptor Sakura, Gunslinger Girl, My Love Story, Studios Madhouse. They did Monster, Sunday Without God, and Beck Mongolian Chop Squad. This was licensed by Viz Media.
Oh, and Oito Rocket.
The music was done by Tomaki Hasegawa, and he'd done the Gradius 3, Tenchi in Tokyo, and Dears. And as for openings and endings, we get one new opening, and it's called Lucy, and this is by Anna Tsuchiya, and she sang the first opening, and I think she sang one of the endings. I don't recall which one. And then we get a bunch of new endings. We get the first one is called A Little Pain by Olivia Lufkin. Again, she sang a bunch of the openings and endings, or a few of them. The next one is called Kuroi Namiya, and that's by Anna Tsuchiya again. And then we get another one called Winter Sleep, and that's by Olivia Lufkin. And the last one that we get is called It's called Stand By Me by Katsumi Onoshi. That's the only song that she's done. But I didn't look up anything that she's done. Okay. Most of the openings and endings are done by the Olivia Lufkin and Anna Tsuchiya.
Which is basically, it's supposed to be a pseudo, or
yeah, it's supposed to be
Trap Nest and Blast.
And Blast, yeah.
Okay. Do you know, are they their voice actors, or are they just the singing voices?
They're just the singing voices. Okay. They provided the songs.
Okay.
I think these are original songs made for the anime.
Yeah. Well, so, if they're using Blast and Trap Nest as mm-hmm. the... Okay.
Did you like any of the new openings or new endings?
Not comparatively to the first ones.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, Lucy, the new opening that we get, the that one's okay.
Yeah, it's not as good as the first one.
Yeah, and the second one's pretty good too. And as for the ending, the song that I liked the most was what is it? Winter Sleep.
Which is that one?
That's the I think they only used that once, and it was during the or it might have been twice, And it was during the time that, like, Sheen and Rayra were emailing each other.
Oh, okay. So, like, near the end?
Yeah. It was, it had that, you know, the lighter that Sheen wears?
Yeah.
That's the ending.
Oh, okay.
But that,
yeah,
but that ending, yeah. But that ending has two different songs, which is the other one by that other girl, Katsumi.
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. I don't really have any strong feelings for those two songs, except for, I think, the first ending was...
Oh, yeah.
Better.
Yeah, and, you know, fun fact, I was telling Aaron about this earlier. I guess the English dub of this anime switched the first and second ending songs.
Yeah.
So we got the second ending first, and then we got the first ending second. And everywhere else got it the same way as
the
Japan.
The way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And I think they did it just because it was a Trap Nest song that was played first in Japan, and they just probably switched it just to, because we didn't know who...
Continuity.
Yeah, for continuity. We didn't know who Trapness was at that point, when at the beginning of the anime. So, yeah. I think they just did it like that for whatever reason. And as for music, it's more of the same, right?
Yeah. Good. Still good.
Yeah, still good. Lots of nice reprises. I want to note that the original soundtrack, the CD that yeah. It's called like Nana Best. That CD is pretty freaking good. I listened to it earlier today.
It probably does sound real good. How long is it? How many tracks?
I think there's like 14, 15 tracks or something.
Really?
Like that.
Ooh.
Yeah. And what's really cool is there's a cover of Anarchy in the UK by the Sex Pistols.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll probably have to show you that after.
Yeah. I really want to check that out. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. It's like almost like a, I don't want to say ska version of that song, because it's pretty much the same kind of like chords and stuff like that, just with like one of the Nanas singing.
Yeah.
And well, not one of the Nanas, the Nana O. And yeah, it sounds pretty cool. It's a really good,
I wish there was
really
more like Sex Pistols references in the anime.
Yeah,
because it's just like, it's such a big
influence on all of them.
Yeah, especially with Nana O and sorry, I can't remember his name right now.
Ren?
No, the blonde guy.
Nobu?
Nobu. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. With Nana O and Nobu, where like Nana O didn't even know who the Sex Pistols were before
she met Nobu.
And she met Nobu.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, they're like a really big central part. And they always bring up the movie, right?
Yes.
Sid and Nancy.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of similarities, I guess, from like the movie. Well, I guess Ren and Nana's relationship are very similar to that movie.
Yeah, especially with Ren's quote-unquote like heroin habit.
Yeah, which seemed kind of out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah. Like, maybe it was in the past, but all of a sudden it was like brought up. Like, it seemed like a lot to be brought up out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it seemed like also, like, at least Nana O didn't have an idea that he was on heroin.
Yeah.
But he didn't notice that he was getting thinner.
Mm-hmm.
And she just chalked it up as, oh, he's not eating.
He's not eating right, or not eating good.
At all, yeah. All right.
Which he was not eating that great in London. He was complaining about the miso soup, and I don't know. I want it salty, like how Nana makes it.
Aww.
That was pretty cute.
That one of my favorite scenes, if we're going to go to the general real quick. I mean, do you have anything else you want to talk about before you?
Not about music or anything, but
no. So, one general thing I love about this anime is this, the nice slice of life moments between Nana and him.
And Ren.
And Ren, yeah. So like when she's making the miso soup.
Yeah.
She's like, why am I here making this miso soup? She's like, I don't even understand.
He's like, cause I like it.
He's like, cause I like it. He's like, I like it when you make it for me. Like, that's, oh man. Like, I think through all the romance anime that we've covered, which we haven't covered that many.
Yeah.
But Ren and Nana.
Like, none like this.
Yeah, Ren and Nana are like my favorite couple that we've seen.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And it's the juxtaposition between them and freaking Nana K and with Takumi.
Takumi, yeah.
Pretty night and day.
Exactly. Even though, like, you would expect Nana O to, like, her boyfriend to be really really nice.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work out like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think her and Nobu are, like, perfect for each other.
Yeah.
And it just sucks that it...
And we get, like, I don't know, that last episode, we get that inkling that Nobu is, like, still in love with her after all those years.
I know, that's 6 years?
Yeah, six years.
Oh.
That's crazy.
And that Nana O, or no, Nana K has
I was rooting for Nobu to, like, just get over Nana and get with that older girl at the apartment. The actress? Yeah.
Oh, not the porn actress.
But not the porn actress, no. The actual actress.
Yeah, I really liked her. She was really cool. I mean, skipping over to a little bit underutilized characters, but she's pretty underutilized because she's only in a couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sucks that the only thing that she's in there for is just for somebody to be like, oh, here, help get over.
Yeah.
Nana.
And it's like, it's used as like as ammo for Nana O to like put Nobu, like, to like force Nobu into like Nana, like love Nana, not this girl or something like that.
Yeah.
Because that whole argument that they had, she was like, oh, you always go after the girls that are like broken, like you, because you want to save them or something like that.
Yeah. That was a really strong speech too.
Yeah.
And
I really like that, like, Sheen was like, don't listen to her. She's like,
yeah, she's just baiting you.
Yeah, she's baiting me, which is what she does.
Yeah.
She did the same thing to Sheen earlier in the series.
I mean, she did the same thing to Nobu mm-hmm. earlier in the series.
Oh, yeah.
And he calls her out. He's like, why are you manipulating us?
Yeah. She's manipulating all the way to the end.
I know. But he's like, if you want her back, if you want her back, go mm-hmm. get her. Why are you forcing me to do it?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, such,
you can
such,
buy a cell phone.
Yeah, such strong characters. I love.
Oh yeah.
Man, some of the best character arcs too in animes we've covered.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
I saw this video. I didn't watch it because I ran out of time, but it was like a video essay on how Nana creates human characters.
Oh, okay.
And I really wanted to watch it. I just ran out of time.
Mm.
All right, so do you have anything general likes, general dislikes? I'll give you a general dislike real quick.
Okay.
Even though I did enjoy the ending, I don't like how we're left on a cliffhanger forever.
You know, apparently, well, I think you told me like in 2017 she made like an announcement that she was going to try to like finish Nana or something like that, and we still haven't seen anything from that.
Exactly. Well, in 2017 she made her comeback. That's like the first time she started. Yeah. Drawing, she like drew some promo art for somebody,
yeah,
and so people got real excited, but I don't think we're ever gonna
We're still getting like some merch of Nana, like keychains and stuff like that, so I don't know, but she did say that she wants to finish it, but I don't know when we'll ever get it
exactly, which is kind of sucks, but mm-hmm. Oh well, I guess that's how it's got to be, I guess.
Yeah. One thing that I enjoyed was that when Reira was in Yasu's room after Reira found out that Takumi and Nana are getting married, or Hachi, if you want to...
Make it easier. Yeah.
She was looking through his CDs, and I don't know if you looked at all the CDs that he has.
No!
he has some good taste.
That's so cool.
Well, obviously, he has the Sex Pistols, obviously. He has Metallica. One that I really enjoyed, and I did not expect to see it in an anime, was Beastie Boys' License to Ill.
What?
Was in there.
That's so cool, actually.
I
know.
I was like, man, I could just picture Yasu in his room listening to License to Ill, and that's pretty awesome to think about.
That's thinking about Yasu jamming out the Brass Monkey. It makes me real happy.
Yeah. Imagine him singing it. Brass Monkeys, like fucking smoking.
that further cements as Yasu is like Bando. He's so cool. This anime gives you like every reason to like him.
Yeah.
And he's probably the best between him and even I think Sheen grows up a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
In the course of this series.
Sheen's like a very like interesting character to me because like on one he's like a 6-year-old, like he's like Yasu said at the end of the anime, but on the other side he's like so he knows relationships because he's like been in so many and he's been in so many
faux relationships that he knows. Yeah.
He knows how people think. And when he talks about like relationships, like with about like Nana and Nobu and all that stuff, he's like, he knows what he's talking about, and it's really interesting to see that side of him.
Yeah, and it was actually really cool to see him fall in love, which was pretty cool.
Yeah,
and then like you see his heartbreak when Rayra asks like, "Oh, do you know Yasu's number?" And he's like, "No, you're supposed to come to me."
Yeah.
With your problems. Mm-hmm. Really, man. I think I texted you that as soon as Nana reveals that, or Hachi reveals that she's pregnant, like I stopped caring about a lot of the other plot lines going on, because yeah. I was like, no, I need to see this resolved before I care about anybody else. And I think I use Sheen as an example. I was like, I like Sheen, I don't care about his storyline right now.
Yeah.
And that seems like it was like getting interjected so often. One of the most awkward scenes actually I find in the anime is it's when Sheen is I think he's talking to Nana O. He's talking to both Nanas or whatever.
Yeah.
And he says something like, sometimes I wish I was never born. No, he's talking he's talking to the other girl, the fangirl.
Yeah.
I forget her name.
Yeah, I forget her name too.
But he's talking to her, and I think Nana O.
She wasn't there.
Oh, maybe maybe it was Hachi. Hachi
was there.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, since I wish I was like never born or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's just later on to be used as fuel against Nana, against Hachi. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's like brought up really randomly. Cause like he's at this point, he has like a kind of a good life.
Yeah.
And maybe I missed something, but it seemed like it was kind of out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
And then that fact is only used like one, like no one ever goes and talks to him about it.
Yeah.
But it's just later on just used as a random factoid to throw in Hachi's face later. Like, oh, can you believe he said that he didn't want to live? Like, what irresponsible parents would do that?
Yeah. And then, they also, when Hachi has that little lunch with Sheen,
mm-hmm.
she mentions that, like, oh, blah, 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 your parents, blah, blah, blah. And then Sheen says, like, oh, the truth is, I wish you were my mom or something.
Yeah.
Like
that.
Mm-hmm.
So
it comes kind of like full circle. Like, one, it uses like negative, and then the next is positive.
Yeah. So I know I don't like was it Nana K's boyfriend. I'm sorry, I'm horrible Takumi. With names. I said I don't like Takumi, but as I was reading through the comment sections on a lot of episodes, someone made a really good point, and it actually made me kind of happy.
What is that?
Where someone's like, Nana for her whole life has been looking for somebody to love her.
Yeah.
And with this baby, it gives her purpose and gives her somebody who will always love her.
Yeah.
She's getting that unconditional love from her child.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a pretty good point.
Yeah.
Like, even if Takumi, Takumi, like, leaves her.
Yeah, she still has the kid.
She still has her kid who she loves.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's a pretty solid point. And I was actually real happy when she decided to keep the baby, because like the easy way out would have just been like, oh,
yeah,
get an abortion. And she even says too, she was like, I was just going to get an abortion and just not tell anybody.
That's a terrible thing to go through by yourself.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm all for girls to do whatever they want.
But by yourself is like,
yeah, I can't even imagine just going through that by yourself.
That's what I was kind of hoping for Nobu to be the one to be like, you know what, let's take care of this kid. Mm. Like, no matter what, even if he's
definitely not the father.
Yeah. But Nobu never pulls the, I don't think he's like scared, like he gets scared as well. As much as Nana, or as much as Hachi is afraid to see Nobu,
mm-hmm.
At the end of the series, like he's also afraid to take that step.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. Do you got any other general things you want to talk about for you?
One cool thing. I sent you a link earlier today of the necklace that that Sheen wears. I found out that whatchamacallit. I don't know if it's said specifically, but Nana O, her favorite designer is Vivian Westwood or something like that.
And that's
where and it's that from. And when I looked up like Vivian Westwood, on like her website and stuff, mm-hmm. they have like stuff like all their their symbol is that necklace that that really? She wears. That's like their logo.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah, and what's really cool is like it's like all the stuff that they have. It looks like clothes that they would wear in the anime. Like I found the rings that the freaking claw ring that Nana wears.
Yeah,
they sell those. But it's like freaking $300. Like, oh my god, I can't justify buying a ring like that much.
I would assume it's like how Paradise Kiss has official merch from Pacific Designer. Mm-hmm. I imagine it's like that where they had a specific person work with them to mm-hmm. make things look actual, like natural, like high fashion.
Yeah, it's because it's real life thing that they're basing it on.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really cool to see like a real life person.
Do you have any negatives you wanna know of? Not to put you on the spot.
Nah, well, the only thing is I wish that the YouTube videos were in a better quality, because like I think we lost a lot of like we lost a lot of detail, especially like in that. I remember watching the scene where Ren was in the bathtub,
uh-huh.
and I remember that video was like so blurry that I couldn't even tell who was in the bathtub.
And even like the whiteout in the later episodes, mm-hmm. or every couple episodes on the YouTube had like a white filter over them.
Yeah,
it's like you can barely make out
what's going on.
Yeah,
it wasn't as bad as freaking Princess Vampire Princess Miyu.
Oh no, that thing is worse still than that. Yeah,
but still, it was pretty not hard to watch, but I would have preferred a probably DVD quality at least.
I don't know. Did you look up how much the DVDs are?
No, I didn't.
I wonder how much they are. I bet
I'm sure they're not that expensive.
You don't think so?
No. Well, anime.
They've been out of print for a long time.
Okay, yeah. Then it might be
expensive. But it's a Viz. It was dubbed by Viz, and mm-hmm. Viz puts out a lot. So
okay,
it could be cheap. It could be super expensive, but those initial run ones are going to cost you probably a pretty penny, I would assume.
Yeah. You know, there was another interesting thing that I looked up. Well, after we watched this, like with a playlist, I think it hurt the person that made the YouTube channel, Allison Baxter, shout out to her.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you put these on YouTube. But, she also put like a video of like 10 random facts about Nana. And one interesting thing that person noted was that the manga covers
mm-hmm.
are also its own like little story.
Really?
Yeah. Like the volume one of the manga is like Nana like sitting at the table by herself, Nana O. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the second volume is Nana K coming into the room in her pajamas. And then it keeps on going from there. Like they're just like, it's like a shop. They're like going out shopping in the wintertime.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That's
and it's real like cool. And they're always wearing the same clothes in all the manga covers.
That's so pretty cool, actually.
That's a neat little detail.
There's only what, like 15 volumes, I wanna say?
Yeah, something like that.
God. You know what's weird? Nana is also one of those weird manga that I was always in the library, in like school libraries.
Really?
Yeah, because I know
that kinda sounds familiar, yeah.
Because I remember it being like, and in my school library, and a lot of libraries I visited as a kid.
And this is a Josei manga, right?
Yeah. Well, Josei, shoujo.
Yeah.
I mean, Josei like, is like, older shoujo demographic. Or
yeah.
Shoujo's like young girl.
It's like in between those two.
Like teen.
Yeah, definitely teen.
Teen audience. Yeah, it's weird. Like, I would have never assumed that this kind of manga was in libraries. especially since I don't know if I
sent reference sent you that. To drug and
well no I sent you that weird news story about Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
Oh yeah, for how sure
the parents were mad that they're talking about Toru's breasts and how they're big.
The whole chapter is about how her breasts got big.
Yeah, her breasts are like really big. And then here's like, oh, here's
Nana. And it was a girl that was reading it, right?
Yeah. And it was like, oh, here's Nana getting railed. Or actually, you know what? Okay, now we're talking about specifically the sex things in this anime.
Yeah.
The thing that blew my mind, and I don't know why it just blew my mind for no reason, was this is the first like non-hentai, non-ichi anime where you see Ren getting head.
Yeah.
That so for some reason that like blew my mind. I was like, yo, is she
like when they were cooking, right? Is that what you're talking about? Was she?
Yeah.
Or was she just
like licking his stomach? See,
yeah, I was assuming she was kissing his stomach.
No, I was assuming
because it seemed like it was too high to be doing.
Then why would it be obscured? That's the thing. It's an obscured scene.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I think we need a faraway shot to definitely prove that it is or is not
also
happening.
Oh, you know, there's another problem I have with this anime. It's not really, it's like a real big nitpick.
What?
Size references are like really weird.
Okay.
So like when, excuse me. When they go visit, Nanake's family, like everyone's like really short.
Yeah.
And then, Takumi is like really like
gigantic,
towering over everybody.
Yeah. He's and 6'1".
Yeah. He goes, how tall are you? She goes, oh, he's 6'1". I was like, one of these people like 3 foot nothing.
I know, it kind of seemed like that.
Like foot and a half, like a foot and a half, like a foot and a half, like a foot and a half on everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, Jesus, he's tall.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, like Ren's also like pretty tall too. And I don't know.
I think him and Nana O together, like they just look like a real cool couple together.
Yeah.
Like they just, something about how they're designed, like how slim they are, they just look like the perfect.
Yeah, they definitely match.
Yeah. Oh, it's just so good.
They look like they belong together.
Exactly. Oh, mm-hmm. I know. All right,
and that leads into art style.
Yeah, art style, exactly. Great character, great like shoujo character design. It is kind of basic at points.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has its own style. Like you can definitely tell the Ayuzawa's style.
Who's your favorite design character?
I don't know.
I think mine is Reira.
Reira?
Something about her like hair.
Yeah,
and everything. I just
she's like the character that like I could see in like Paradise Kiss.
Yeah,
for sure.
All the disguises too. If we're talking about costume changes, real
oh
quick,
my god, you know,
really good.
Nana's disguise at the end looks like the girl from Paradise Kiss. Just darker hair, I think.
Right before she cuts her hair.
Yeah, no, she had the stupid bangs. That...
Oh yeah, then she go short?
Did she go? Then I don't remember. But yeah. she had the but stupid she had those bangs.
Or the stupid bangs. She looks like that. She looks like, I don't know if you've ever seen Kakagure. It's like the gambling anime.
No.
I think I'll show you after this. But she looks like that character too.
Okay.
She also really reminded me of Yukiko from Persona 4 too. Okay. Like she looked, there's something about the bangs. It's the bangs.
Yeah.
The long black hair.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's real good.
Yeah. And then Sheen as a girl.
Adorable.
If I was in a famous band and I had the chance to dress as a girl to be undercover, I think that'd be pretty fun.
I know. And then Yasu with his cool disguise too.
Yeah.
Oh, Yasu's disguise was just real cool. I really liked it.
I laughed out loud when when freaking Yasu had the blue wig on. I was like, what the hell? That's what the freaking stylist put on him, but it just like some wig that Nana found.
And then speaking of my, Sheen, his actual natural hair,
after the time gap or?
Yeah, so in the future gap, I was like, oh man, I really hope Sheen has like his natural hair color back.
Yeah.
And then that's like a reveal is that his hair is like not a blue anymore.
It's like a grayish color.
Yeah,
or
I was like,
right?
Oh, he looks so cool.
Yeah, and he's so tall.
he's an actor apparently.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, in the manga, he becomes an actor. He's. I
mean, I'm sure he has like the pull because of all the people that he lived with,
right?
In that one, the dorm, the quote unquote dorm that they live.
Yeah,
they probably got him into the business.
But yeah, he's. Oh my god.
I mean, he's a good-looking dude, and he's tall, so fits.
There's something about that opening of that future part.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good. it had me tearing up because it was just beautiful.
Yeah. Yasu looking the same.
Yasu just so cool. Mm-hmm. Just the probably my favorite design guy of everyone is Yasu.
Okay. And then not Ren.
I mean,
Ren's pretty cool too.
And then it kind of sucks that Nobu didn't change like whatsoever. I thought he was gonna grow
still
up.
He still had blonde hair and
he just looked exactly like he was dressed wearing the normal exact clothes. Same. Yeah, everyone else had like special clothes on, mm-hmm. and then he just had like just regular clothes. Yeah, he didn't look too different.
And Hachi's kid also looked pretty cute as well. I know. Definitely would look like Takumi.
I know.
Oh, just a girl version.
Just a girl. cinematography.
One thing I didn't like?
What?
Was there was one quick photo shoot that Blast did where like the stylist like changed up their look a little bit, mm-hmm. like to make it, I don't know. And I did not like what the stylist did. Like Sheen was wearing like baggy ass clothes that were ripped, and so was Nobu. He was wearing baggy clothes too. So I don't really understand. Didn't look good.
No, I get you.
But what they wore after, like, you know, those gorilla concerts that they were doing out in the street.
Yeah, in Shinjuku or
their outfits there were pretty cool.
Oh,
Nana and her freaking was like a police hat.
And this I'm gonna maintain what I said last episode. This anime is what Paradise Kiss wanted to be.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like a way better Paradise Kiss. Mm-hmm. Like all the edginess problems I had with Paradise Kiss, like unearned emotional punches they try to give.
Yeah,
this anime pulls it off like way easier.
Mm-hmm. And with like more effect.
Oh yeah. Well, because you spend a lot of time. The time we spend with the Nanas and everyone. To me, it seemed it was way more than just 6 months of time. Mm-hmm. But it literally just happened, like, over a summer. And mm-hmm. that was it. Like, I think that's the part that at least kind of hurts me the most. That this was, like, a really small period in each of their lives, you know? I don't know. Maybe if I would have known at the moment it was 6 months, I think it might have not have hit me as hard. Because I was like, oh, it's 6 months. Like, you barely know these people.
Yeah. It definitely felt like a longer time.
That's what I felt like.
One time thing that bothered me was the boot camp that they went to fill to make the record.
Yeah,
I thought they were there for like months or something like that. Yeah, but they're like a couple days. It was a week, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, what the heck? I thought it was like super long. Like Sheen's writing emails. Like it's they're well, the thing that made me think it was longer is because they took turns to cook.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, they're taking turns to cook, and they're all complaining about Nana's cooking, so she must have done it at least a few times. But no.
Just the one.
It's just 1 week of Nana's cooking.
No, the two salty miso soup.
Yeah.
All right, so cinematography. One of my favorite shots is in the last episode.
Okay.
And it's... Nana or Hachi's going up to the door, and she's like knocking at it, and she calls Sheen. She goes, "Oh yeah," and it's like a real quiet scene. There's no noise there's no music playing, no background music.
Yeah,
and she's like talking to Sheen, like, "Oh, this is where you're at. Okay, I'll find where you're at." And like she's like walking away from the door, and like it's just stuck on the door.
Yeah,
as you watch Nana Oh fade into the background and like walk downstairs. And this is like
not a K.
Hachi.
Hachi.
Yeah. As Hachi's like walking downstairs and she's like, "Oh, you're dressed as a girl?" And like really like trailing off.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a real quiet, it's just real quiet looking at the door.
Yeah.
The dark hallway. And it's just like very beautifully set. Like it stays on it for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Before it goes over to the other side of the door. Mm-hmm. And then you see Nobu crying.
Standing there, yeah.
Or he's not even standing. He's like, leaning up against the back up against the door, head in his hands in his on yeah. his face.
Like the only things like keeping them apart was that door.
I know.
Really cool. And shout outs to Nobu's voice actor. He did really good, some really good crying. I know. It sounded really good.
What was the anime we watched?
That did really good crying.
It had really good crying. I forget. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I remember we watched one anime, and I was like, yo, this crying is like, for the dub that we watched, it was so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every crying was like, visceral, almost.
Yeah, I don't remember which one it was.
I gotta look through it, the list real quick, because mm-hmm. that was a real good, mm-hmm. real good crying. All right. Ooh, do you have any other cinematography? Oh, the other one is the still shot of after Hachi finds out she's pregnant.
Oh yeah,
and she's like, almost looks like she's in the fetal position on the toilet, looking at the pregnancy test.
Mm-hmm.
Really conveys the despair.
Yeah,
and it's like a great juxtaposition because Nana O is like. She's like, oh, are you happy? Like, are you happy even now?
Yeah.
Knowing that she is happy. Like, at that point, she's like her lowest point of the anime. And it kind of seems like it's, like, I think about it now, like it's poking fun at her. But now knowing that Nana O knows that the kid is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this commentary is coming from, or assumingly this is where the commentary is coming from.
Yeah,
it's coming from like if she's like telling it future. Third person in the future.
Yeah,
like it's even more kind of uplifting at that point if you think about her saying like, oh, knowing that you know now, are you happy mm-hmm. that it happened like this. And
yeah,
I assume Hachi is somewhat happy, maybe not in the marriage.
Yeah, maybe not in the marriage, but definitely happy with their kids.
Yeah.
Because she does have, like, you told me that she has two kids, right?
Yeah. And supposedly, is that her son and her husband live in London, and then she lives in Japan.
Yeah, with the daughter.
With the daughter. And apparently the reason why she won't move to London is because she assumes Nana O is going to come back eventually.
Oh.
So,
well, that kind of makes me sad.
Yeah, so it's kind of explained, not kind of explained, but... You kind of see it where Nana is nowhere to be seen, or not
nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. And actually, I guess this anime must have been made before we find out that he dies. That
That Ren dies.
That Ren dies, because don't they say like, oh, when's Ren? Didn't Ren say he was coming?
And yeah.
He goes, oh yeah, he's gonna be a little late.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I assume like, oh, like, I don't know, it gets kind of messy because they assume that they haven't seen Nana in a long time, but Ren's there.
Yeah, it seems kind of weird. That might be a problem,
a continuity error.
Yeah, but that's something that they didn't know.
Maybe I'm missing it was they asked for something. I'm pretty sure he asked, they said, where's Ren?
I think
but yeah, so after Ren dies,
or maybe they're talking about the son.
Maybe. But after Ren dies, Nana O like runs away from Japan.
Yeah.
And
cuts ties with everybody.
So yeah. Hachi's just like staying. Hopefully one day she'll come back.
Yeah.
That's real sad.
Yeah, that's super sad. And they're still paying for that apartment.
I wonder if someone's paying the rent for Nana O's apartment. The one in their home city.
Oh man, I wonder. Holy crap!
Exactly.
Maybe that's where she's at. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Because mm-hmm. maybe over she knows.
Yeah.
Oh, another. I know we got way off topic, but one of the other favorite cinematography scenes is, or actually one of my favorite scenes, I guess. It's not really high cinematography, but it's like Ren sleeping in the bathtub,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, oh, he just wants to be with Nana.
Yeah. That's what I assume, that he's trying to find like some connection to Nana, and the bathtub is like something that they both share.
And they, I think it's even in that episode too, when they go to the dorms.
Uh huh.
I'm pretty sure it's the same one. And Nana goes like, "Where's the bath? There's no bathtub in here."
Yeah, she's like complaining about no bathtub.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, that's so cool."
Mm-hmm.
Neat scenes.
Yeah.
All right, do you have any cinematography you want to bring up? There's not a lot.
There's not a lot that I could recall.
Especially since like we're watching like really low quality.
Yeah. It's really hard to like pinpoint something that looks cool.
There's a lot of great scenes, but not really for cinematic marks, I would mm-hmm. feel.
All right, so you want to talk about least favorite characters underutilized?
I don't think my stand. You know what? I do actually have to change a few up from the last one.
Okay.
I do have less people I hate in this.
less
part.
People you hate.
Yeah.
Like who did you?
So like I think I've complained about June.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Junko in the last one.
She's in it a lot less now.
She's in a lot less, but she also gives one of the best speeches in this anime,
mm-hmm.
where she basically tells Nana, like, hey, you need to, like, for lack of a better term, like, man up.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, this was your mistake.
You have to live with it.
You have to live with it. As mm-hmm. long as you're, this is your decision, she, like, don't let anybody else make this decision for you. If it's your decision, you got to go through with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think you got to deal with the consequences.
Exactly. And I think even her husband was like, are they married?
They're still
boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah. But so, they're like very serious.
Yeah. So even her husband goes like, oh, that was a little rough. And she goes, no, she needs to hear this. And
yeah,
it's almost the same where people were complaining about like, oh, how could June
be so harsh
in that first, what I complained about last time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you get cheated on, and she's like, well, it's you're partially the
to blame, yeah.
To blame. I don't know if it's just because I kind of turned on Nana, or on Hachi at a point, too. Not really turned on her, but more of like, okay, she's not as innocent as she claims to be.
Yeah.
Or not even claims to be, it's just like as she's presented.
Yeah.
Because even she says she's not that pure and innocent, like,
yeah, butterfly. She's not a good girl.
Yeah. But something that the little bit of June we get right there, like, it really made me happy. Like, you know what? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, she is, like, right.
You like Nana or Hachi's been like babied by everybody, mm-hmm. and she's like, well, this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
If you want to have the baby, have the baby. If you don't, then you don't. But you live with what.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, you have to deal with the consequences. You keeping the baby equals you not being able to date Nobu. Well, not exactly, necessarily. Not necessarily, but it's definitely gonna be a detriment to the relationship.
Which brings me—I wanted to bring it up in general, but I totally forgot. I stopped reading the comments after. And I guess this actually can lead into characters.
Okay,
but for my least favorite character, it's still Takumi is like my least favorite character of this anime.
Yeah.
He is so wishy-washy with mm-hmm. his emotions.
Yeah, definitely.
This point, like, I feel he's probably the worst written character in this anime. Everybody is like really consistent except for him.
Yeah.
'Cause at some points you can be like, "Oh, okay, I could see he's kind of taking it seriously." Mm-hmm. But then like he'll like flip on a dime. Yeah.
What triggers the flip is that anything that has to do with the band and anything that jeopardizes their image or something like that, because that's like his.
Yeah.
He says it outright that the main focus is his music and the band.
Yeah, I guess
that's his job, but he definitely is almost like bipolar kind of disorder.
The turn that got me was. It's like, I think it's episode 32, 33, where they're telling Nana O that Hachi's gonna, you know, they're gonna get married.
Yeah.
And then they're gonna leave the apartment and do all this. And that scene just really annoyed me because he was just like talking for Hachi,
yeah.
And it also pissed me off that Hachi didn't say anything. Like, she needed to say something there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, maybe because that perspective switch of Nana O like narrating mm-hmm. now, like, it made it even more difficult because Nana O was going through some tough time there, and now you're taking away like her support system that she's found.
Yeah.
And just that whole scene just rubbed me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and he takes her to the room and then like basically forces himself on her.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, like, don't. And she's like coming up with excuses not to. But he goes, well, you're going to keep me happy now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's like really, really gross.
Yeah. The thing is, that is like the beginnings of like an abusive relationship, in my opinion. And that, of course, is no good. Like, because like that whole thing of like Hachi not talking. That's like the kind of thing like, oh, I'm not allowed to talk. That's like the kind of.
Yeah, that.
That's the kind of thinking that, that I assume that she's going through right now. That like, oh, he's the one that's like in charge and he's the one that's like talking. So
and there's
I'm not allowed to talk.
And then there's that scene where he calls Nobu. He runs into the room, locks the door.
Yeah.
And calls Nobu.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is that? So excuse my language. I don't know if you can cut that out. But what the hell is that? Like, I don't understand. That made me.
Yeah, that's just like, it's like almost like a petty thing. Like, he's just trying to force Nobu out just so that Nana or so that Nachi can be only his.
Well, I assumed and I still assume is the thing is the only reason why he went back to Nana was, or to Hachi was because that like Shin embarrassed him in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And he wanted to get back at Nobu. That's the one way he'd get back at all of them is like, take away Hachi from them.
Yeah.
And I feel like even that's like even not really said, because there's a scene with him and Nobu later on where he's like, oh, you finally gonna say something? Like,
oh, I thought that was at like the TV show, right?
Yeah. It's I don't know, it was real
scummy.
He doesn't sit well with me.
Yeah,
and apparently there's a scene in the manga, and I can't blame people. Oh, the thing I was going to say is comments of people
defending
him.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I think is like really indefensible is it's not in the anime. Maybe we get a lighter version with him forcing himself on her.
Yeah.
But he does it again, and Nana doesn't fight back because she doesn't want any of his ire.
Mm-hmm.
So she just takes it. And that pisses me off. I'm like, no, like 50 Shades of Grey loving or Twilight weird romance. like I don't know, that just pisses me off.
Yeah, just forcing yourself on a girl or like on anybody in any kind of relationship is
that doesn't want it,
where the other party doesn't want it is bad.
And especially since it's like, Nana's the kind of girl where you can kind of coerce her into thinking that she wants it too, even though she doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, she can start off as...
She's like very, like, gullible, I would say. Like, yeah. Or naive would probably be a better word. Like,
exactly.
Saying, like, oh, like the reason... The first time that happens, he brings up, like, oh, like, I can't stand the fact that another guy was inside you.
Yeah.
And that and he uses that as a way to... Get in her pants, pretty much. Oh, and I don't know, it's just not a good thing.
Yeah, and that just
it's all
that,
all around bad.
And then it kind of sucks because I read a little bit into the character descriptions, and it's like Takumi and Nana's relationship is like loveless. It's not bad, but there's like no love. And they don't get a divorce because it's just convenient to be
married,
and it's just sad. And it reminds me of, I forget, I think she tells, Nana tells Hachi, like, hey, Nobu, like, gave up his love for you to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do this, you know, and you're not happy, you've wasted what
Nobu was trying to
give you.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you feel about it. I feel like she was right. She wasted what Nobu...
Mm-hmm.
She could have, I mean, see, that's where it gets really black and white to me. Or not black and white, it gets really gray. Because Junko makes up the fact, like, hey, if you go with Nobu, Nobu's got to give up his, like, his dreams. And are you going to be that selfish to make Nobu give up his dreams? But at the same time, a lot of people in the comments are making the point of, Nana needed to have this baby because it's like the most selfless thing that she could have done. Like, getting an abortion would have been the selfish move. Like, oh, like I can't take care of this baby, therefore I need an abortion.
I don't know if it's selfish. It's just because, like, if you can't raise the kid on your own,
which I think is a more nuanced opinion. I don't believe that it was a selfless to keep the baby.
Yeah.
If you didn't think that you could provide for it.
Yeah. And I know you could give up the kid for adoption and all this other stuff, but man, it's a tough decision.
It's not an easy decision whatsoever. Yeah.
So that is another gray area all in itself.
Exactly.
Because I'm just for do whatever what you want to do.
Oh, so the main point I was going to bring up about Tomaki? I can't remember.
Takumi.
Takumi. Sorry. Yeah, someone made this comment and it like really annoyed me. And it was like, oh, when I was younger, when I watched this anime, I was really mad that she didn't get with Nobu because they were perfect together. And they go, now that I'm older, she's like, Nana was correct for going with him. Yeah, exactly.
What?
She's like, Nana was correct to go.
Just because he has money? That's like the only.
Yes, because he's like, Nobu couldn't support her and the baby.
I'm sure Nobu could have done it, but you know, there's always the consequences, and you don't know what could have happened.
Exactly. That's why I was like,
because like, who knows? Like, Nana could have been the happiest girl alive with Nobu.
Yeah, like, I would make the point of like, would you rather be in a loveless relationship and have money, or would you rather be like struggling but in
super
love,
super happy? Yeah,
yeah, and having like a modest life. Would you rather have?
I mean, I'm sure they wouldn't be broke.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'd have like a modest life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Nobu would have been
a great dad.
A great dad, yeah. Like, he's such a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, yeah. There's a lot of good posts. Even that one just irritated me.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because, like, there is a lot of comments on these videos.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like this anime.
I know you were speaking about how it's like the starting of a toxic relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody posted claiming they were a therapist, or not a therapist, but they worked in battered women's shelters. And they're like, this is a classic example. Like, she's like, I work with people like this every day where they have, you know, crappy husbands or crappy boyfriends, and then they justify their crappy behaviors as, no, they're like this to me because they love me and
they mean well. Yeah, I've seen it firsthand where I don't want to give out names or anything like that, but I've seen it happen where like guys are yelling at their significant other and like the girl's like has their head down, not saying anything.
I mean, and like, Not to get too crazy, but that's like machismo culture almost, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're my lady, sit down and be quiet.
Definitely. Let the men speak. Talk. Yeah.
Exactly.
Go get me a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You just want a waitress. That's what you want.
Yeah. And I feel like this, it's almost, you know, make food, give me sex, and shut up. Don't talk.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to what you're being told.
Yeah. Me and Nancy were just talking about that. My wife is Nancy, but we were just talking about like how that old way of thinking and like how it still exists.
It's crazy.
And it's crazy that like this kind of thinking,
it's inherited. That's the thing. It comes from.
Yeah. If you're a kid and your parents are like
it's
that,
just you think it's normal.
You think it's normal, and that's how you expect relationships to be, and it's toxic.
Yeah, I've had a family member who was in that kind of relationship, and she knew when they were barely getting together, she'd see like when they met the family and they go to family outings, and he would see how his brothers would treat their wives,
mm-hmm.
and she would go, oh, it makes sense that he treats me like this because he sees them.
Yeah, exactly. But that's so, like a whole.
That's
nother,
whole another. Yeah, that's a whole another.
back to the anime.
Back to characters.
we ain't trying to make a stand right here.
I know exactly.
Hard girl stance, power.
Hard stance. Yeah. Other than that, I love every other character in this anime.
Yeah, for sure.
I love the both character arcs of Nana, O, and Hachi.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we got a conclusion to most of it. It seems like the anime was barely starting to kick off. Not barely kick off, but it started like it was getting ready to go into another arc.
Yeah, for sure.
And then just ends.
Yeah. It was almost going to give like that, like the, this is what's going to happen in the future. Let's see what led up to this.
Exactly.
But not.
Nothing.
Nothing. But other than that, underutilized characters, there are some new characters that were introduced. The porn star girl.
I wish was pretty, would have more of her.
Yeah, she would have been fun. I would have. I wish somebody would have dated her. That would have been cool.
My favorite. Actually, one of my favorite scenes is all the guys are explaining like who she is.
Yeah, she's a singer that didn't really make it, so she decided to take her clothes off.
I know. She's like, Yasu, how do you know that? He's like, well, and he puts up the magazine. Very strong.
Yeah. I think even Nana O says like, oh, I wonder if Yasu beats off to that girl.
She was really cute too.
Yeah, she was pretty.
I even like how Nana was like, yo, she's like the most gorgeous woman I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good.
And she was so clingy with Nobu because he was so pure.
Oh, I love Nobu.
But that other girl was better for Nobu, for sure.
Oh, and she's also super underutilized, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, I don't know. What was her name?
I forget her name, but her and her fish tank.
Mew? Yeah, I think it was either Mew or Mew.
Yeah, and her and her cool fish tank. The angel fish that kiss each other. Mm-hmm. That was cute.
Yeah, very cute.
And
she's older, yeah. Which that doesn't bother me if a girl's older.
But she's so cool.
Mm-hmm. But it definitely is a weird thing in Japan. Like, you'd want somebody like
closer to
your age. Yeah. Probably definitely the same or younger.
Yeah. Sheen really grew up.
Definitely, yeah.
In this few episodes.
Mm-hmm. It was nice to see him like quote unquote fall in love with Rayra.
I was really expecting a Titanic moment, you know, when they're in the van.
That scene was pretty good, going to like favorite scenes. I really like them like just talking to each other in that VW bus.
I know. She's just like, oh, what do you want to do? She's like, mm-hmm. you're always the one who takes charge,
mm-hmm.
and do what I want to do. Well, what do you want to do now? Like, that was real cute.
Yeah.
I really wish they would have, I mean, if you just don't treat the anime as the one thing, like, oh yeah, they got together and
yeah,
maybe something happened.
Mm-hmm.
But God, that's such a, they're a cute couple as well.
Yeah. I would have liked to see more of them together.
Yeah.
And it was really cool interesting, I would say, to see them after that whole scene happened. And they're like pretending that like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. How you doing?
Says, yeah. They showed a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. And it's so cute. Oh, God. It's cute.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of that episode, I really like that the commentary that Nana was giving on, like, that whole interview and how, like, Trapness was, like, super stoic and, like, robots. It was so different from how they really are.
I really enjoyed Nana's commentary. Over Hachi's. I mean, I like Hachi, but mm-hmm. I think Nana was, like, her, especially her plot lines,
yeah,
are like my favorite.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I think the more emotional plot line is Hachi's storyline with keeping the baby and stuff. But oh my goodness, the Nana O's, like, her character from her plot lines, like, my favorite part of this anime by far. Mm-hmm. Her and her relationship with Ren,
yeah,
and like her trying to figure out herself, even to the point of, like, before she met Nana, I guess not. Did I mention it last time? Like, Nana is probably my favorite Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Probably you didn't mention it, but I could see that.
When I bring it up, I brought it up recently. Did I bring it up?
I don't remember.
On Ogino Rocket,
maybe.
I don't know which one. I brought it up recently, but yeah, it's my favorite example of Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Yeah.
And usually it's left as a blank, because usually they're not in a lot of things or not a long form storytelling.
Yeah.
And I like that realization of Nana being like, being totally independent, or I don't know if that's the right word, but she becomes a very good type of codependency.
Yeah,
I guess, like, not too codependent.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Hachi is like super codependent, where she needs to be in a relationship.
Yeah,
but at the same time, and I guess the relationships for her don't really do anything much for her. But Nana O doesn't have many relationships with many people. Like, she has a really close knit,
yeah, That's pretty much the only one. Yeah. Ren's her first love, and that's pretty much it. Well,
even, like, her friends, she only... It's, like, the band.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, you look at Nana, you look at Hachi, she has, like... She makes friends everywhere just because that's her personality.
Yeah.
She's not scary looking.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Nana O becomes really open, like, in the end. Yeah. She even talks about in one of her commentaries, like, I try to open myself up more to people, mm-hmm. to be more friendly.
To be nicer, yeah.
So it's real, I really enjoy that. Like, her stoic character, like, really opening up and... One of my favorite female characters who I don't wife.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
She belongs to Ren.
Yeah. Like, other examples are, like, Hanabi. Like, I don't wife her. Although I really like her as a female character. Mm. Mako from Soul Eater, I don't either, which is weird.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's, like, a really strong character. Real off tangent, you can cut this out if you want or whatever. But no,
that's fine.
I got into a thing where I was like talking to my friends, saying I don't like it when people ship Maka and Soul together.
Okay.
Because it's like a working relate, like even in the manga and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a working relationship. They're mm-hmm. like they're friends. They're not
mm-hmm.
romantically involved with each other.
Yeah.
And I don't know, for some reason, like, it irks me, like. That people think that they're a couple. It's like, no, they're not a couple. They're just, like, friends.
Yeah.
Unlike, I feel like Black Star and, like, Tsubaki are a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't think Kid and Patty and Liz are...
They're not anything.
They're not anything. They're just using... They're for sure using each other for gain.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. Like, a cool dynamic.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry. Soul Eater tangent.
Back to the first podcast.
Back to
episode one.
I know, which eventually we will.
Or podcast one.
I would like to redo eventually.
Okay.
But who knows? All right. Yeah, like with every other character.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to talk about favorite moments now? Or
yeah, I mean, we've been sprinkling.
Yeah, we've been talking about moments. It like all over, but.
To see something I haven't talked about yet.
Yasu punching the reporter.
Oh, that was so cool.
Yeah.
I was telling I was like, yeah, I can remember your name, Jay. I was telling Jay I really wanted Yasu to like spit legal game at people to tell them to get lost.
I know. And I was like, oh, that would have been pretty cool. Like he goes to the doorstep and he's like, you know, according to Section 8 of...
to the Japan Penal Code.
Yeah, you guys are all trespassing on property of something or other. Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
That would have been really cool. But that scene's also really badass.
Yeah, definitely. Showing how much he cares for the band.
I just love Yasu. Yasu is like my favorite character in this. Nana O and Yasu are my favorite characters
mm-hmm.
of this anime. It might be my favorite characters of...
Like, you know, speaking of that whole punching the reporter and stuff, I really enjoyed, like, listening to Reira's interpretation of that and, like, how, like, he didn't do any of that stuff for her.
All mean.
Yeah. It was really interesting to think, like, hey, like, Yasu did not want to leave his hometown. He wanted to be a lawyer. And he's giving that all up for Nana. Like, he left his hometown. He punched a reporter, so his
law career is in jeopardy.
Yeah,
one of my favorite thoughts about or favorite things that Yasu says. He's like, I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure that Blast isn't gonna go far. Like he already knows that it's a vehicle to push Nana for her single. Mm-hmm. Like he's not only is he. Not doing this to get rich. He's literally doing it for Nana.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
Yeah. Definitely commendable. I feel bad for Nobu, though.
Oh, poor Nobu.
But Nobu could be the guitarist for Nana as a single artist.
Oh, poor Nobu. I
think the whole band could just change their name and then it'll be fine.
Exactly. I felt. Yeah,
unless
I
just... Nana's going to be a pop star, which I super doubt.
I also like how they how they what's the localized idol. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you even realized it, but there's a they're talking about the difference between Rayra and Nana, and mm-hmm. she goes, "Well, Rayra is really capturing the diva craze,
yeah,
which is you're talking about the idol craze,
yeah."
The thing, she didn't say idols. I just thought it was real funny that that's how they mm-hmm. localize the word idol, yeah. even though it's kind of applies to both, I guess. But I don't know. It's Western. It's weird. do you have any other favorite moments?
I mentioned
the bathtub.
Yeah, I like that little concert that they did outside in the public. That was pretty cool.
I already mentioned the getting head. That was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
I don't know why that stuck with me. I was like, yo, is this happening? It's real cool. I'm really happy we got to see Nana and the baby and the kid.
Yeah, it was nice to see the ending was nice, even though we don't get more closure. Into it. Yeah,
I really like how you know, I think her name's Sasuke. I think her name is. Anyway, in the beginning, how they show her, she's trying to catch the black butterfly, which
yeah,
is kind of representative of like Nana O. I feel like that's like the childlike innocence trying to grasp this dark thing.
Yeah.
And it gets away from her. And mm-hmm. she's like, oh, mommy, I almost
caught it.
I also really like how Hachi looks really mature end. All dolled up. She looks real good.
You know what? Something that I didn't like was Nobu asking Hachi to draw the bath.
And she was like, okay.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know. It's like she's used to being in an abusive relationship, so you're going to tell her to do something.
I forget what I was going to say, too. Damn. I don't know. That made me so happy to see that Hachi was happy at the end
mm-hmm.
with her kid. And I was like, oh.
Quote, unquote, happy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Any negative moments? Any bad?
Well, obviously that Takumi forcing himself.
Yeah.
We already talked about that
in length. I think that was the only scene where I was like, oh.
Yeah. And then there's like other times where he like outbursts like, this has nothing to do with you. And like, what are you talking about? That's Nana.
Yeah.
That has a lot to do with her.
I know, like it's her best friend. Like the scene where she's like, I need to go see her. And he's like, no, you don't.
There's gonna be a lot of paparazzi, and then they're gonna find out what she meant about Hachi. Everybody thinks that you're a dog.
That's so cute.
You know, another one thing that I really liked was the picture that the paparazzi took of Ren and
Oh, it was a Nana. Real good picture.
Yeah. Nana was like smiling.
Mm. That was a real cute picture.
Mm-hmm. In the rain.
I also love the when Nana declares like, oh, she's I'm gonna fulfill for you, Hachi. You see like Hachi from the back, and you see like her tail wagging.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's so cute. Oh, and then the one thing I felt it didn't need explaining, and I hate that they kind of explained it, was like the importance of the glasses.
Oh yeah.
Like there was like a whole like 2-minute scene of explaining why these things
glasses were important. Yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't think you needed all that background.
Yeah, we knew it was important.
Yeah, like, I don't think it would have been too artsy to just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on be like, oh, hey, yeah, they bought those, the first thing that they bought. Like, that would have been like, oh, that's why it meant so much to her when it broke. And that's also a really super sad scene of when she breaks the second one. She's like,
yeah, she didn't even realize it, apparently. She's like blacked out for some reason.
Well, she's like, oh, well. Now it won't be alone. Like, it won't be alone. Now together. I was like,
it was like, I don't know, blind rage or something. Like, she was she was just really angry.
And then, there's that scene where it also explains it again, where like, you could have just been artsy with it and you're fine. But, I think at the end of that episode, or either at the end of that one or the next one, she goes like, oh, we were those broken glasses or something. It's like, yeah, that's kind of obvious.
That's what's implied.
Yeah. Like, you didn't need to explain that. But yeah. Otherwise, it was real good. I also like she bought the
replacements.
The replacements. And I like that fact that she's like, you know, they were on sale. they're on sale at the dollar store. And it's...
She originally only bought one, right?
No, they bought...
And when she found out that she broke both of them, she got another one, I think.
And then she goes,
I think that's what happened.
I like the fact that she's like, oh, why did she take the other one? Because mm-hmm. she remembers she broke the first one.
Yeah.
And she couldn't find the second one, so she assumed that Nana took it with her. Mm. Real cute. I don't know.
Do you want strawberry glasses, Aaron?
I do. the glasses with the strawberries on them.
Mm-hmm. I bet they sell them. I know. For sure.
She's like, well, you never use them. That's so sad. She's like, I don't want them to break.
I don't want them to break. You can use them. Just be careful.
No. All right. Do you have any other moment you want to talk about? Bad or good?
I do like the email exchanges between Sheen and Rayra. Those are cool.
It reminded me of like really cheesy old war emails.
War emails?
To my dearest Rayra. The frontier is rough.
But the sky at night is beautiful.
It reminds me of you.
Every time I see a star sparkle, I remember you.
Yeah, basically. So, man, you corny. Cut that out.
And you know what's funny? Because like, they kind of like mentioned that like every time you see like something sparkle, it's like that's like the important person in your person in your relationship. Because Nana O also says that about Ren, that every time she sees something sparkling, it reminds her of Ren.
It's cute. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else before you want to end the wrap up?
No, I'm good.
Yeah, it was good. I really enjoyed it. I really,
yeah,
good times.
Yeah, it was a fun watch.
Most human characters, I feel,
in an anime.
The most probably the most grounded anime we've watched.
Most grown up anime, I would say too. Maybe most mature.
Yeah. Well, are you? Are we sure? I think we said it. Is it still Scum's Wish Light?
Oh, I would say yeah. I mean, it's more in the forefront for Scum's Wish, and here it's more subdued, I'd say. But
like, it's more.
It definitely has the same flavor.
I kind of feel the comedy almost.
It's like
hurts the anime. Really, would you say?
For Nana?
The lighter parts of Nana?
No, I don't think it hurts it.
Not, I mean, comparatively to Scum's Wish.
Yeah.
Where, like, how I view Scum's Wish, I don't know how you view it, but how I view it, it's almost like high art.
Because,
mm-hmm. like, nothing is really explained. It just gives you, here's all information. Here's no character giving context to it. You provide your own context to this situation. Whereas in Nana, it's like, okay, here's a situation. Here's what the characters think about it.
Yeah. Because we're in their thoughts a lot.
Yeah. And it's constantly giving you context and like inner thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas it seems like most of the time characters in Nana have a grasp of what's going on. Because they're adults. They're like 20s. But they're still kind of kids in a way.
They're early 20s.
Whereas as Scum's Wish, it does feel like Hanabi has no idea what's going on. She thinks this is how life works, therefore I must act like this. Like she has the mind of a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel it's treated with more seriousness. I don't feel that the drama in Scum's Wish is melodrama.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
And in Nana, I feel like it's melodrama, like 100%.
Okay.
Just like really, campy is not the right word. Like soap opera-y. Like I feel like Nana's more of like a soap opera.
Okay, yeah. I think it's probably better than a soap opera, but...
No, yeah, you know, but comparatively.
Yeah, comparatively, yeah.
I just wish Scum's Wish was a lot longer. I think
that's the bottom line.
Well, I think Scum's Wish, I don't know what I want to say, does more with this material in the 12 episodes, but it's more refined, I feel.
Yeah.
There's points I know I complained about a little earlier about, like, I don't care what Sheen's doing right now. I want to focus on Hachi, what's going on here.
Yeah.
Like, focus would have really helped this anime, I feel.
Well, the thing is, you gotta remember that, like, well, Scum Wish, they had the only 12 episodes to do it.
Exactly. That's really, like, condensed.
So it's really condensed. And for Nana, they pretty much adapted almost everything that they had at that time. So you can't really say, like, oh, I wish this was longer. They could have done this Nana's case. Well, it would have been better if it was shorter or something like that.
Same things for Scum's Wish. Because Scum's Wish, they adapted the whole material.
Yeah.
When it came out. I don't know. They're like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, I would say like Scum's Wish is dark chocolate and the other one's like milk chocolate or something.
Yeah, like they're very similar.
They're very similar.
But depending on how, like, I love milk chocolate, but I hate dark chocolate. Like, there's some people who it'll like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they're similar tastes, but you'll like the more sweeter taste than the more bitter.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was the one thing I was most surprised about, actually, about this anime, how close it resembles Scum's Wish.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wish it had a more focused viewpoint.
Okay. You think it would have been better with, like, a more mature...
Well, the thing is, there's...
Like, not taking out all the comedy, but, like, I guess, yeah, focus would have been better.
Focus, yeah. But it was serious in where it needed it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Just that when you have, like, really heavy episodes, like Nana or Hachi deciding whether or not to get an abortion, and then the very next episode is like, oh, there's a
Takumi in the apartment with Nana, and they're about to do it,
but nope, it's like, no, don't do it.
They have a squeaky bed.
I forget who it was. What's Nana K's ex-boyfriend? Shuji? Shinji. Shoji. Shoji and, God, her friend. I can't remember
Sachiko?
Her friend's name. No, not Sachiko.
Junko.
It's like the very next episode after about the abortion, they're like, oh, they're at Jax or whatever.
Jackson's.
Jackson's, yeah. And like ripping on Shoji. Like, it's like, oh, like I don't know. It just, that the weird juxtaposition between the two episodes really left me like wanting less, I guess is the word.
Okay, yeah.
But no, it's just, so I'm just nitpicking.
Yeah, just taking out a lot, some of the filler.
Yeah, but
cutting the fat.
Some of the filler is really good. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. It was.
Like, it would have been more...
I feel like...
The story would have been more impactful if it was trimmed down a little bit.
I feel like I'm, like, really ragging on it. And it feels like I'm not... I didn't really enjoy it, which I did.
Yeah.
It's just... I don't know. Like, it's not a big problem.
Yeah, we're just spitballing on, like, what could have made this, like, better. A 10 out of 10.
Exactly. All right. So, accessibility, right?
Yeah.
Accessibility. It's young adult.
Yeah, it has sexual themes. It has alcohol in it, smoking,
cigarettes, drug use.
Drug use.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Adult themes.
Yeah.
And then you can.
We watched it all on YouTube.
That or buy the. I guess there's no official way you can support Nana anymore.
Yeah. There is merch that still comes out now and then. But,
real, so, like, actual merch.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Like a key, I think the last thing I heard of was like these keychains that had like five of the characters on them. Like, yeah. They're like charms.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick, I guess, before we get to the next part, just to bring up Scum's Wish one last. I don't want to harp on the Scum's Wish too much. I think the one point that Scum's Wish has that makes it stronger, not only is it more focused, there's way less characters to worry about.
Oh, yeah.
The pool, like. I think I mentioned it before. I've always mentioned it. I love small casts.
Mm-hmm.
And Scum's Wish is literally like five characters.
Yeah.
That you have to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
Five, six, maybe seven.
Yeah.
Here, there's like what? 10 to 12.
Yeah.
And they all have stories going on at mm-hmm. one time.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. I just wanted to make that point.
Yeah.
All right. So. Ooh, rewatchability.
I would watch this again.
I watch it again too. I watch it with somebody. It'd mm-hmm. be fun. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of does hurt it for me is that it's 47 episodes, which is a really long, a long time,
mm-hmm.
and especially in this, you know, hobby that we both enjoy doing,
mm-hmm.
we don't have time to be like, okay, well, let me just watch a 47 episode anime here, and then whatever we're doing for this next week, you know? Like I have like a rough time of watching other stuff that I want to watch. Like, okay,
yeah,
like I can't binge watch multiple things at one time because I'll get stuck on one thing and then mm-hmm. I'll get behind on the other thing, and it's but yeah, high rewatchability. I would feel if I ever had the time, the time to watch it,
and it's something I would recommend to somebody as well.
Which is, we're getting there, Jim.
I know.
Something you would change.
Something I would change. I mean, we talked about it a little bit, like just like trimming some of the little bit of filler.
And the pacing is a little weird.
Yeah, I guess it's good,
but it's weird because, like we said, it feels like it's a long time. Maybe it's just because the information that we're getting
mm-hmm.
Is a lot of information, but that it's just happening in that small amount, like maybe actually in real time. Because we're used to like episodes of anime taking place over like days.
Yeah.
And it's like almost seems like every episode is like 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. Like it's like really slow.
Yeah. Like a lot happens in one day.
And then we'll get like a big time jump is like 9 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like Nanago is like, oh, I haven't been back to the apartment in 9 days or whatever. Yeah.
I've been at the camp for a week.
Yeah.
When can I see you?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are we here at the final verdict? Is that, I think so.
Yeah. Well, for me, I would say this is a high recommend.
This is also a high recommend. Mm-hmm. What, I'm curious, what stops this from becoming,
for a must you? Watch?
Yeah. What, to me, it's a feeling in like when you say Scum's Wish, in my heart right away, I'm like, you have to go and watch this.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about whenever I do this recommend.
Yeah, it's a really a thing.
It's a gut like, feeling.
Yeah, most of the time it's just a gut feeling. For me,
because I would actually put this. I don't know if I would put it in our top. Like if we did a giant list, I don't know if this would make the top 10. It'd be really close.
Yeah,
into like my top 10.
It'd definitely be top 20.
Oh, for sure, way for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I remember cause I was pitching this anime to somebody when I was on vacation, and I was uh-huh. like, well, I would probably put this in my top 10 anime of all time. That was like looking at it, like, yeah. just thinking about it, just saying it, and I was like, but would it? And then I looked at my list and I was like, no, there's a lot of things I would put over
Nana. Yeah.
It's for sure top 10 of this
genre.
No, of this of year two.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Year two, 100%.
Yeah.
Year one has a lot of heavy hitters, and then everything that's above it on my list is also a really big heavy hitter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I have no idea where I would put it.
Yeah.
But it's real. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. This is like one of the animes, like, it's riding that edge for me, at least, of gotta go watch it.
Yeah.
Really, like, high recommend. Like, it's like a high recommend. Like,
yeah.
If you really like characters and you really like long storylines, this mm-hmm. is like a really good anime to check out.
Definitely. And for 47 episodes, I feel like it doesn't drag that much.
No.
So it's definitely a fun watch.
Well,
quote unquote fun.
Yeah, kinda, exactly. Entertaining.
Kinda, yeah, definitely entertaining.
Watch.
Keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, it's... I think one of the things for me that stops it from making gotta go watch it is
closure.
Yeah, there's no closure. It just it
hurt. that's probably the biggest thing for me is this closure.
Like, you can argue. Sorry to bring up Scum's Wish again. Scum's Wish doesn't have like a closure ending. Or you can argue it doesn't have a closure ending.
Yeah,
but I can argue that it does.
Well, the thing is like. Everything after like that, what we watch in that anime, like there's more stuff that expands upon it, but it's not really part of like.
No, it's actually better if you don't
mm-hmm.
know, because like, Scum's Wish is.
But like everything
Hanabi,
else, everything else after that's like a spinoff, right?
Yeah, but it's like, the whole point of Scum's Wish is for, at least for me, was I want Hanabi to find happiness. I want her to be okay with herself.
Yeah.
And at the end of the anime, that's exactly where it leaves off. She might not, she doesn't think she needs to be in love anymore, mm-hmm. which is great. That I think that's complete closure to that storyline. Like,
yeah.
No matter what happens after this, like, I don't really care if she finds, I mean, I do care if she finds somebody that loves she loves and someone that loves her back. But at the same time, like, that wasn't the point of the anime. The point of the anime, at least for me, like I said, was for her to find happiness or to
be okay with yourself.
Be okay with yourself. And which is, in the end, she is. In Scum's Wish, I feel like it's this way open-ended. Like, everything's just open-ended at the end.
Like, you're talking about Nana now.
Nana, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Nana is, like, really open-ended. Mm-hmm. Like, Nobu's storyline is, like, super open-ended left. We don't know anything about
him. We don't know anything that happened.
Not Nana. Well, Nana O, we don't know what happened with her. Where she went. Mm-hmm.
We don't know what's going on with Yasu, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's, like, so many open ends.
Yeah, Shin's an actor.
And, like, this anime gets you to invest in these characters, but doesn't close
anything. Any of them, yeah.
At least with Scum's Wish, you get most of the characters are, like, they're bookmarked. They're like, here you go, this is it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I think that's probably the only thing that's, like...
That stops
preventing
me.
It from being, like, a must-watch.
Yeah. It's just, and then it sucks because it's like... You could be like, oh, go read the manga. It's, you don't get any closure then either.
You get a little bit more context of, like, what happens after, but... That's nothing, no closure.
Exactly.
Like, the biggest thing is that Ren dies.
That's, yeah. And I want to see more. I want to see what happens to Nana O. I would love to see
where she went.
What happened? Yeah, like her headspace. Mm-hmm. Like she's madly in love with this guy, and then now he's gone. I would really love to see that dark turn.
Yeah,
but again, it's like it's melodrama. If you like melodrama, you'll love
Nana.
You'll love Nana,
mm-hmm.
and that's. All I gotta say about that again. All right, Jay. Now that our band is on the road again.
Yeah, we're on tour.
We're on tour, releasing our first single.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into our first scandal. We've gone through our first scandal.
Yeah.
Are you ready for what I have next week?
Yes. What do you have for us, man? All right.
So I had a tough time. There was two animes I wanted to cover, two 12-episode animes. Actually, there's a lot of 12-episode anime I want to cover.
Yeah.
And so I'm picking a newer one.
Okay. How new?
A 2019, very specifically spring 2019. So this ended about a couple of months ago now.
Okay.
Ended in June. So we are watching The Promised Neverland.
Oh wow, yeah, cool.
I'll tell you, it was between this and Kaguya-sama.
Okay.
And I was like, either one I pick, it's gonna be good. Mm-hmm. And I know I want to do, I think we talked about it before, I want to do Kaguya-sama before the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
Because it is getting a second season pretty soon. So
is Promised Neverland not getting a second season, or?
It's also getting a second season, but I think it's farther off. It's like in the spring, I think. It's
this is this a Netflix exclusive?
No? It's on Crunchyroll.
Okay.
And I think it's on Funimation. It has a dub.
Oh wow. Okay. Oh yeah, that's right, because I think this is also on Toonami.
Yeah, I think it just aired on Toonami.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so Promised Neverland. Yeah. Very excited. Do you know really anything cool about it?
Orphanage. There's some like freaky stuff happening over there with like the upper people that are taking care of the kids.
Do you know what it is or no?
No.
Okay, so I don't want to say anything because I've seen the first episode.
Okay.
So I don't want to say anything much about it. But yeah, no, there's a orphanage and all these kids live there and there's shady stuff going on. Each kid has a number on their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'll leave it at that. And there's like a mystery.
Yeah. Is this a scary anime?
I don't know.
I know it's actually freaky.
There's some, in the first episode, there's some cool things that happen.
Okay.
And it's like near the end. Like it's very, they play it very slow in the beginning mm-hmm. to the with the reveal what it actually is. But then I hear as soon as that's played off of, then it gets rolling.
Okay.
And so I'm very, very excited. For just real quick, I read an article about this manga when it was coming out.
Uh-huh.
Someone said it was a part of the new big three. They were trying to make the argument.
The new big three.
Which is funny because One Piece is also part of the new big three. It's like the old big three was One Piece, Bleach, Naruto.
Okay.
For Shudensha.
Okay.
So then the argument became, or the person was trying to make the argument that the new big three was One Piece, Promised Neverland, and My Hero.
Mm-hmm.
So it's big. It's a real big franchise for what Shonen Jump is over there. But
okay.
I'm very excited to check this out.
All right. Yeah, me too. I know one of my coworkers was like watching it, and I know he said he was interested in it, but it's on Toonami late at night, so he can't really watch it. But
tell him get the Funimation account.
I know. I keep telling him to get like Hulu and stuff. Well, he finally got Hulu, so now he can watch his Baruto and stuff.
There you go. All right, Jay. So thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, if you like us, go ahead and follow us on SoundCloud. Leave a like on SoundCloud. Leave us any kind of comments. iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating on there. Yeah. If you feel so inclined.
I was gonna say Danganronpa's rolling out. So what can I remember? Earthbound.
YouTube.
Yeah, check out Earthbound. Is Earthbound one? Is it one word? Earthbound.
Yeah.
This is a weird. I don't know.
I believe it's one word.
Yeah, but it's like Earthbound, but uppercase B still.
I think that's just how the logo looks.
Is it? Okay. It's just a style thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Earthbound's rolling out. Mm-hmm. Check that out. And yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
So we're getting closer and closer to the end of year two. And
yeah, and closer to episode 100.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. What comes first? Oh, year two comes to end first.
Yeah, and then like probably somewhere in January we'll have episode 100.
I know. I think it's
February,
like mid-February, because I think we stop year. The years start at the end of January.
Yeah,
unless you want to change it.
No, it doesn't.
As long as we have a stopgap.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, January is the last week of January is
where this podcast started.
Yeah,
that's our anniversary.
That's the anniversary, so that's where we do our years. So yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Excited for episode 100. We'll definitely do something special for that one.
Yeah, I'm real.
We can talk about
it. There's a lot of stuff we can do for episode 100.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of classics that we could do.
There's a lot of non-classics we
could do. I know. We're going to pick H2O again.
Ooh, don't get me excited.
Reprise that podcast.
But what about my picture, Jay?
You know what's funny? As much as we talk about H2O, that podcast doesn't have a lot of listens.
I love that podcast. Go
listen to that podcast.
That's one of my favorite podcasts we've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Just because how angry we are. Just like, I don't think we've ever gone, like on a tangent rant like that before.
Yeah.
Except for like, I guess this week we did why can't I remember his name now?
Takumi?
Yeah, Takumi. I know, I'm horrible.
But that's like a...
That's like a moral standpoint.
That was like a moral standpoint, yeah. But we were just talking about like the anime and that.
Yeah, H2O, we're like, this is ridiculous. Yeah. And like we like fire back. Oh, I love that. That's like my favorite podcast I think we've done. We've done a lot of good podcasts. I think that's top for sure.
Mm-hmm. That one was definitely a fun one to
record. That podcast is better than the end.
Probably.
It's pretty good.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yep. We'll see you guys in the next one.
All right. Keep punking out.
Yeah. Keep punks. Rocking.